Dior Talks. Welcome to the Dior Talks podcast series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, hosted by Paris-based journalist Katia Foreman. For this highly anticipated edition, 12 artists from around the world were invited to transform the iconic Lady Dior handbag into a unique work of art. In this new episode, we immerse ourselves in the poetic universe of Mircea Cantu, an internationally renowned Romanian artist whose works, suspended between dream and reality, lucidly reflect his commitment to contemporary society. Cantu's singular vision is embodied in a polymorphous practice that utilizes a variety of media, such as video, animation, sculpture, drawing, photography, and performance, but also collaborations with artisans for the conception of unprecedented installations, with a view to broadening the field of knowledge through his savoir-faire. Awarded the Marcel Duchamp Prize in 2011, his works are presented in prestigious international collections, notably the Pompidou Center in Paris, the Museum of Modern Art in New York, and the Smithsonian American Art Museum in Washington. The artist's protean approach plays out in two Lady Dior creations that feature bewitching optical effects, textures, and perspectives. Dressed by turns in black or beige leather, they're adorned with captivating embroidery evoking the beauty of the Garden of Eden, filled with flowers of every variety, inspired by a traditional gilet from Western Romania. In contrast, the graphic lines of the bag's canage motif are highlighted by rope, an essential element of embroidery and leatherwork, symbolizing connection, transmission and continuity. Completing the designs, the handles bear the words, "Make heaven out of what you have," in French, English and Romanian, a true artist's manifesto. While the charms are reinvented in an elaborate golden version, borrowed from the lexicon of jewellery. As a finishing touch, the inside of each bag contains a hand-designed silk scarf signed by Cantu, as well as a logbook annotated by the artist. Tune in to the episode to learn more about the genesis of this exceptional project. Today, on the Dior Talks series dedicated to the 8th edition of Dior Lady Art, we connect with Romanian artist Mircea Cantu to hear about the inspirations and messages behind his Lady Dior bags, adorned with the ultimate artist's manifesto, "Make heaven out of what you have." Mircea, welcome to the Dior Lady Art podcast. Tell us where you're calling in from today. Are you in Paris?
Yes, I'm in Paris.
Great. So we would love to learn all about your universe. Maybe to begin with, could you tell us a bit about your background and how you got into art?
Wow.
It's a big question.
Yeah, it's a huge question. I think since I was little, I was fascinated by the visual world and by the gestures, by the environment in which I lived. I was very manual since the beginning and I used to draw a lot. I made my first magazine when I was 12 years. I made my first city when I was 14 in a model like an architecture. And I draw a lot. I still have the drawings from my childhood. Well, I studied fine arts since my very young age, because my parents saw that I am very talented into the fine arts and I really wanted to know more about this. So I started to go to the high school of the fine arts, my city of birth. There I started to learn more in art history, in perspective, in painting, in etching, ceramics, like very classical teaching and very academical ones. So how to draw a portrait, how to draw still lifes, the theory of the color. So all these are parts of my background and educational things. So I was very passionate. I remember going with my colleagues to the museum that we had in the city, which had a big collection of artworks. In the summer, I used to go on the countryside drawing at my grandmother's farms, animals. I still have those drawings with the animals. and landscape and painting glasses. So it's a lot of influences of being almost sensitive to the reality, observing the traditional dresses in the village of my grandmother, observing how they are dressed, observing how they do for certain holidays, certain rituals. So it was very immersive experience all my childhood. It's images with smells, with the touching, with the food. So I think it's part of the of being alive as an artist since the very early age. And I know I knew it from the beginning that I want to become an artist. And I told everybody that I want to be an artist. And I acted as if I would be an artist from that period.
And picturing Mircea, the little boy, soaking up all the local traditions and costumes, this is something that still feeds into your work today. Can you talk to us about your passion for traditional Romanian craftsmanship and how you like to integrate tributes to it in your work?
I remember I have been visiting this amazing region of North Romania, Maramureș, where traditions are still alive, in the sense that you still have the artisans doing the works in wood, in embroidery, in weaving, in the cattle, with the earth. This was around 2007. So by that time, I already lived in Paris. So I was invited for a show in the Modern Art Oxford in UK. And I said, well, what can I do for this major solo show? From the last time, I was very tainted, if I can say, with all my impressions from that region that I encountered, with all these very simple peasants, very simple people doing their works, daily routine. I said, I think this is a starting point to work on a carpet, for instance, and also on a photography based on a sculpture that I made in the region. So I say to myself, look, these people are contemporary with me in this geographical context. They are doing the same creativity like I do as an artist. So would be nice to have a collaboration with them. So from that moment on, I realized that I should be more involved into this relation with the craftsmanship, with this traditional thing. They are still weaving the textiles and the fabric for their blouses. They are still embroidering their blouses. They are still carving the gates in wood for their houses. So for me, it was really something from anthropological point of view, something very immersive and very catchy. Their manuality, their knowledge, maybe the knowledge more than everything, is so valuable today because they are the red line through the time of something that came generation after generation and transmitted. I felt like very privileged or lucky to encounter these people, to talk with them, to eat with them at the table, to have this very deep dialogue in terms of craftsmanship, in the humanly speaking also, and therefore to develop words that are, from my point of view, in a certain lineage of respect and mutual understanding.
And for your bags, you ended up creating an embroidery inspired by a traditional gilet from Western Romania with a motif that evokes the Garden of Eden.
Exactly.
What's the symbolism behind it?
In the traditional cultures, not only in Romania, but everywhere you will find it. I found it in India, I find it in Italy, on some Renaissance things, designs. I find it in Greece, old antique Greece. The Garden of Eden is always symbolized by a symmetrical composition with the various florals that compose this garden. So basically what you will have on the left, you will have also on the right. So it's always symmetrical and very continuous. And eventually you would have also birds to describe this kind of primordial flora and fauna of the Garden of Eden. So this Garden of Eden is like an idea of a possible place of archetype of what is called Hortus Conclusus in Latin. Hortus Conclusus is the hidden garden. And it's nice because you have this embroidery, and over the top of this embroidery with all these robes superposed, you have another garden, you know? So, like the floral garden moved beyond the terrestrial garden, taking place on the surface. Very colorful with a lot of motifs, flowers, very stylized flower.
Was it also a tribute to Christian Dior, who was passionate about nature and gardens?
Indirectly, I would say yes. I mean, I know his passion for these details and for the beauty itself. If you look also on the painting, masterpieces like The Birth of Venus of Botticelli and all these Renaissance paintings, you will see the floral universe is always present, you know? It's really amazing. When you go to visit Uffizi Palace, of course you see all the masterpieces, but on a very bottom level, the common thing is the floral universe that dominates. Therefore, the idea of the beauty, coming back to Dior, is linked to the herbarium, to the floral world. And in this sense, you can read it as a tribute, you know? But in a wider tribute to what is the European culture.
That's so special. So to embellish your Lady Dior bags, you also chose rope, which is a symbol of craft as an essential element for embroidery and leatherwork.
Exactly. I mean, the rope, which is very present in my works since quite more than a decade, which relates more to my childhood because I saw these rope motifs on the wooden churches in my village of my grandmother, a church from the 17th century. And I was very impressed. Why the rope? And then I started to research and make various research in various cultures about the rope motifs and its symbolism. And the rope itself, it's really the basis of everything that is related to the cloth, because it's the thread that unites the fabric. But the fabric itself, it's a unit of little threads, of little ropes, no? It's a very beautiful as a metaphor, to think that everything that we wear, unless it's not plastic, you know, or leather in case, it's based of an infinity of united ropes.
And you used rope to highlight the emblematic canard lines at the back.
Yeah, I wanted to play on the significance of the Lady Dior design. Therefore, I took one module of the original Lady Dior and blow it up to the size of the bag. And turn out to look almost like a French garden for me. This kind of very rational, very with the path, like in Versailles, you know, you have all these paths, so very geometrical. And for me, it really suited this because superposing it on the other motif with the embroidery, that is the motif of the what I am calling it, it's not like official, but it's like the garden of the paradise with all these floral motifs. It's like two gardens in the same landscape, let's say. One very rational and one very very organic in the sense of the texture. But superposing it creates like heaven on earth, you know, something like possible idea. And I repeat, a possible idea of the paradise.
Can you tell us about the motto that features on the handles? Make heaven out of what you have.
It's a proverb that I found in Romania, which is very nice because it's very few letters. Ferai din ce ai. It's very funny because being translated, it gets cut off his poetry, linguistically speaking. I think it's like a statement. Make heaven out of what you have. Forai din ce ai, fă le paradis de ce que tu as. It's like a really my statement as an artist because, as I told you previously, an artist never sleeps. So you are an artist if you can make heaven of what you have next to you, you know? And I like this idea. I mean, an artist doesn't necessarily need a studio. I believe that because there were years I never had a studio. An artist doesn't need to have a paper. An artist doesn't necessarily have needs to have, a pen, you know? You are an artist because you can make the heaven or the artwork of what you have next to you.
And are there any hidden messages on the bags?
There are some hidden messages, but I let the public to discover it by the time. It's like a sedimentary work. I think every authentic work of art has hidden messages. It's like Mona Lisa, you know? Because you cannot do a work and explicitly expose everything. First, the first hidden message is the subjectivity of the viewer. Because based on your sensitivity, you interpret certain things in a different way, culturally, socially, economically, politically, spiritually. So that gives you a certain reading that it's your first description of certain messages. And there is, it's not hidden, but there is also this, on the belt of the Lady Dior bag, there is a rope embroidered also, on which, in between the modules of the rope, it's written, artisans are rope. Artisans, then rope modules, are rope modules, rope. Yeah, and you cannot see it from the first glance because it's really black on black and beige on beige. So it's almost like a part of a design, but you cannot identify it unless you really look at the way it was embroidered on the leather. They really wanted to shout out this message because being traditional artisans or being artisan in the atelier of Dior, you are a rope and you are the continuity of a tradition that goes through your hands, through your knowledge, through your time, through your energy, through your love. So I wanted to point that out as a homage.
Thank you, Mircea. And what was your favorite part of this project?
Well, in the whole collaboration with the team, the dialogue, listening to my request, the willing of doing as close as possible, the attention to the details, the material, the meeting the people in the workshops, discussing details. So, I don't know, it was everything. Even for the, I don't know if you know, there is a Lady Dior diary inserted into each bag.
Yeah, it's kind of a logbook.
Yeah, it's like a notebook of all my sketches that I made on a kind of Japanese fan book that opens like accordion. And also a scarf that people will discover inside. This is really beautiful, the scarf. I don't know, have you seen it?
Oh, no, I've not seen the scarf.
It's really beautiful. It's like this carré of, 80 by 80 centimeters. And you have this motif of the Garden of Paradise made in aquarelle and pencil by me. And inside the robes that are like the same as all the Lady Dior bag, it's written human, savoir-faire, faith, but between the modules of the rope. So this is in a very beautiful packaging design also all the labels that goes onto it. So you open, it's like a surprise. So basically you will get a Mircea Cantor bag, but not only the bag, you will get a scarf and a facsimile of my sketchbook on more than 12 double pages, because I wanted to integrate the story to understand that a creation of such work is beyond the final product, let's say the final result.
And how do you feel about the idea of your art being carried around on a Lady Dior bag?
I feel very good. I feel very good because it's my first time for such huge audience. And I know on my social media, on my Instagram, I got thousands of messages from people that I don't know, from people from the fashion world, influencers. And I saw the impact. And the impact on my art that they don't know, you know, for instance, the way I draw, the way I make the sculptures. And all of a sudden, people started to be more interested. So it shows an openness. It shows that your art, it can open to people that have to go to the fashion world to enter my universe.
So after this experience, Mitch, for you, what can art bring to fashion and vice versa?
I think these two fields are very permeable to each other. And if you see, for instance, the last shows of Dior in Paris, of the men and also Haute Couture for Women, you can see that the collaborations are really incredible in the sense that how fashion got influenced by art and vice versa. I mean, from my point of view, there is not an antagonism between these two fields, and they are enriching each other with every second, if I can say, with every breath. Since we are talking about visual, and fashion and art are a lot about visual and a lot about emotion, and the transmission of certain messages, they are like twin brother or sisters, you know? It's, for me, they are going hand in hand. I mean, fashion for me is an open field as much as the art. It's a field of freedom, the same.